We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Hour 4 of the Cook and Joe Show. I'm Ron Cook. Joe Starkey has the day off, and I believe my next guest might know another Joe Starkey, an announcer in the Bay Area. My next guest is John Shea, who has a terrific new book out on Willie Mays. John, welcome, and I guess you do know the other Joe Starkey, right?
He had the call of the play, as we call it, capital P, the Cal Stanford game back in the day.
Joe Starkey, my Joe Starkey, talks about your Joe Starkey a lot. John, how are you? I appreciate you taking time. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Honored to be here.
You got a new book out, 24 Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid. Talk about it a little bit, how it all came about, and the gist of it, the points you want to get across about Willie Mays.
Wow. There's a lot. I mean, 24 is the book, and it's broken down into 24 chapters, and I worked with Willie on it. We're co-authors, and we spent more than 100 hours together on the project. We did the math, and I interviewed more than 200 people who were in Willie's life, from childhood buddies to Negro League teammates, all the way up. And when I asked Willie about 15 years ago about a book project, he said, you know, I'd like to see this book in classrooms. So obviously the inspirational theme was the focus, and it's not just life stories, but life stories and lessons from the Say Hey Kid.
You know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and Roberto Clemente obviously was the hero here, and Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, those were kind of regarded as the three guys of a certain generation. Is Willie able to talk about any of those guys in the book, about Clemente in particular?
Oh, yeah. He caught the world of Clemente. He met him long before Roberto was even in the big leagues. They played winter ball together after the 1954 season. And Willie talks in the book how, you know, Herman Franks was the manager of that team, and Willie knew him from back, you know, in the New York days. And Clemente was a kid, a teenager, but he was the right fielder. And Willie saw him play and said, no, you can't play like that. In other words, he was conservative. He didn't charge the ball. You know, Willie, Vince Scully said he charges the ball like a shortstop. You know, unafraid that the ball is going to get by him, because it just doesn't. So with Clemente, I mean, Willie saw all the five tools and loved the arm, but he said, hey, don't be conservative. Don't wait for the ball. Come get the ball. You know, show off your skills. Be confident. And, you know, from that day on, you know, Clemente was doing a lot of that. I mean, one of the greatest right fielders who ever lived. And a spectacular defensive player. And that's what Willie is all about. You know, he's got the five tools like Clemente did, but he took them all to such a high level. And I asked Willie, I said, well, what tool are you most proud of? Because all of them are great, and it's a great debate, which of Mays' tools is the best? And he said, what I'm most proud of is my defense. And here's a man who hit 660 home runs, 3,000 hits, and he said, defense is consistent. It's going to win games every day. You could go 0-for-4, but hit it on the screws four times. But defense is always there. It doesn't slump. And that's what he tried to teach Clemente back in the day. The Willie was coming off his first full season, 54, and he was an MVP. He made that catch in game one against Cleveland. So he was a stellar athlete and a renowned ball player at the time, and Clemente looked up to him. And they played in many All-Star games and over the years. In fact, Willie talks about how Hank and Willie, Hank and Roberto and himself kind of helped change the view of All-Star games, because before those three guys came in, it was pretty much American League dominated. And then, of course, throughout the rest of the 50s, in the 60s, and even into the 70s, the National League really took over, and that's because they were much quicker to integrate than the American League.
My guest is John Shea, has a terrific book out on Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. And John, how do you explain, I mean, Willie was always so immensely popular among the fans, and not just in New York and in San Francisco, but all over baseball. And he had that Say Hey Kid personality, I guess. How do you explain his popularity?
You know, you're right. He wasn't booed at Ebbets Field. He wasn't booed at Dodger Stadium. And, you know, if he's not going to be booed there, he's not going to be booed at any road facility. And, you know, the thing about Mays is, you know, he enjoyed playing the game, that youthful exuberance. You know, you look at today's players, they're beginning to enjoy it and show their passion and personality a lot more than they used to in the past. But Willie did that then, not after making a great play or hitting a home run. He showed, you know, that exuberance during the play. You know, in other words, he told me in the book, he said, I used to make the hard plays look easy and the easy plays look hard. He invented the basket catch, though Clemente did it here and there as well. You know, the cap flying off. And he was a showman. He was an entertainer, and he wanted to be an entertainer. So not only was he the greatest all-around player of all time, he probably was the greatest entertainer, because he wanted you to come back tomorrow. And you know, he smiled and had fun and kidded around. But not just that, he had the sixth tool. I talked to many of his teammates who said, we relied on him to tell us where to play defensively. The pitchers told me they met with Willie before the game every day. Marichal and Perry said, hey, we had these three-minute meetings where Willie would kind of tell us, you know, how to face certain guys. We tell him what looked good in the bullpen, and we put together a game plan, you know, right there and then. As the game went on, and you know, they all looked at, you know, Willie was the first African-American captain in baseball history, and you know, he didn't take that lightly, and people looked at him not just as the captain real, but really as the manager of the team, because he ran so much but mostly your question, it just, he enjoyed himself, and he had a brand before we knew that word existed. You know, he had a brand, the Say Hey Kid, you know, they go into towns, and just wonderful teammates, Marichal and McCovey and Perry and Cepeda and the Alou brothers. But, you know, last week, Felipe Alou told me, he says, we'd go into town and the newspaper, every series at the start would say, you know, here comes Willie Mays and company. I mean, a lot of Hall of Famers and established great ball players, but everybody knew that Willie was the show.
I love the line. I guess you did an interview with the New York Times saying, I found out with both President George W. Bush and Bill Clinton that their childhood heroes were Willie Mays. And I love, yet Bush told me that he didn't want to be president. He wanted to be Willie Mays. What a tribute that is, huh?
You know what? You know, in our business, Ron, you know, you leave 10 messages for people and you hope five of them call back, and you're batting 500, right, on a good day. But when I do a Willie Mays book and I leave 10 messages, I'm pretty much batting 1,000. I mean, I'm leaving messages for George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, and these guys are calling back, and I'm having 40-minute conversations with them about the Say Hey Kid. Both those guys, they were the first baby boomer presidents born in the summer of 46. And when Clinton was 10, you know, his parents bought him a black and white TV. And one of the first images he saw was Willie Mays running across the screen. And he fell in love with them and became president and invited them to the White House. And they became friends and golf partners. And then, you know, George Bush, you know, both these fellas growing up in the South, one in Arkansas, one in Texas. And then Bush the vacationing in summers in Connecticut, and his dad's younger brother, Uncle Bucky, takes him to the Polo Grounds, and the first game he sees as a kid, it's the Polo Grounds, and there's Willie Mays running across the field, and then he becomes president, invites him to the White House, and they become friends, and it's not just friends, but, you know, Willie always looked for presidents with good hearts, or it wasn't left or right, Democrat, Republican, it's just, hey, what can you do for kids. That was Willie's whole thing. So he'd always push these guys to do a little bit more for kids. And that was Willie's whole thing, to say, hey, kids, and aptly named.
Mays is 89 now, John. How's his health?
Well, he's great. In fact, I'm going down there to visit him today. 89 last month, early May rather. But he's doing great. He just wishes there was some baseball because he's a prominent figure at Oracle Park here in San Francisco. And unlike a lot of Hall of Famers, he's at the park pretty much every day before a home game, and that was true throughout spring training. He was at Scottsdale Stadium in the clubhouse, accessible to fans and coaches and managers and media every single day. And that was going to be true this year again. He works for the club, an employee of the club, but unfortunately, he's sheltered and probably won't be able to get out when the Giants do start because nobody else will either. But, he's doing fine. He was really engaged in this book. He just loved the process, and now that it's out with the audiobook and the book itself, he couldn't be more pleased. And I'm amazed just to be part of the process. All I did is just put it on the tee for the man and got out of his way and let him tell the stories, and then I would use those stories to talk to all the other people I talked with to supplement or complement what he's saying. So it turned out pretty good, I think.
The book, 24 Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid by John Shea. I got to get a copy of that book. John, I would urge anyone out there listening to check it out, too. It sounds fascinating. I assume you're at all the bookstores and Amazon and all that?
Absolutely. The first week it was on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's been number one on Amazon books for a couple of months now. And here in the Bay Area, of course, it's been top five consistently in Northern California, and I see other top tens, but hey, it's nice to have Willie Mays as your co-author, right?
That's for sure. I got to get a copy. Before I let you go, John, I got to ask you, you're still involved covering baseball. What do you think about all that's going on right now? Are you confident they're going to get this season in and a full season in?
I've been saying for months, or at least feeling it, there was like 0% they can do this, but I'm out at the Giants facility every day and they're going after it. They're playing, they're having intra-squad games, they're acting like it's a, quickened spring training. So they seem to be all in, and spring opening day is a week away for them, the 23rd at Dodger Stadium, and the 24th everybody else plays. But it's amazing how dedicated these guys actually are. There is money, obviously. They're making a ton, maybe only a third of what they would have made. But still, the love of the game and all that, and they're going through a lot with the temperature checks and the constant testing for the coronavirus every other day. I mean, they're going through a lot, and we're sitting up in the press box, 20 feet apart with masks and talking to them on Zoom. So it's not the game that you and I grew up with, but we got to adjust with this world, and hopefully we'll get over this and people will be more careful and we get through it.
John, Buster Posey opted out. I guess that's probably the biggest name of a player to opt out. I saw some very negative reaction to that, disheartening on social media. Sometimes I really hate social media. Can you talk about Buster Posey real quickly?
Well, good for him. I mean, here's a six-time All-Star, a three-time World Series champ. He's 33. The first day the Giants get together for a spring training 2.0, they, the two baby girls born prematurely were born that they adopted 5 days later. So, I mean, they're going through all this kind of stuff. They've been trying to adopt for several years, and it finally comes through. 32 weeks in, the kids are born, and Buster just doesn't want to come to the park and put the kids in harm's way at all. And, I mean, good for him, right? I mean, it's 60 games. It's not about the money. Obviously, he's given up $8 or $9 million. He's got enough money in the bank and all that. But his track record in the Bay Area is so stunning and positive, and what he's done for kids with cancer and kids. He and his wife have this terrific foundation, and Bay Area folks think the world of them. And if anything, I think Bay Area people at least will think this adds to his legacy. It doesn't take away. So that he's done a lot in the Bay Area. He's done a lot in the community. He visited hospitals all around the country. And I see firsthand, hanging out with him in one or two of these, what he does for the doctors and in terms of raising funds and awareness and what he's doing for these kids. And when he adopts a couple of kids and they're prematurely born, it's just, hey, Buster, good luck and congratulations. It's not anything to condemn him about.
John Shea, the book is 24. Willie Mays, it's, I can't recommend it enough to everyone out there. 24 life stories and lessons from the Say Hey Kid. Really enjoyed talking to you, John. Good luck with the book, and hopefully we'll have baseball all season this year. What's left of it anyway?
Absolutely. I'm rooting for it. Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. I enjoyed it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.